we are back. Oh, man. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Rob Zicari Show. Yes, it's the Rob Zicari Show. I hope I'm not having a heart attack. I was thinking about this yesterday, and I don't know if it's just me acting goofy, and then, of course, it coincides with working out, but it's like I feel like I swallowed a pill, like you swallow medicine or something, and it gets stuck, like right in the middle of your chest. Have you ever had that feeling where you feel like you swallowed something, like a pill, and it hasn't gone all the way down? So it's kind of stuck in the middle of your chest, and you could feel it also in your back. And I've had that since last night. Now I'm hoping that if it's a heart attack, I'm hoping that because it's lasted from last night to today, if it was a heart attack, I would have been dead. Like if I was having little heart attacks, I would have been dead. So I'm hoping that it's just a pulled muscle of some sorts. That's what I'm hoping for. I don't know. Might have to call 911. I need the cops. I need the ambulance to call 911. I don't know. My back. Ugh. I don't know. My back hurts and pain. All right. So, big news. And it's funny because Hillary Clinton gets lucky. She really does. She gets lucky. She gets lucky. Because every time some wild news comes out, every time some wild news comes out, there's always something going on that takes our eyes off just how effed up she is. Remember the revelations about the donor who gave her millions and then wound up on a board, a top security board, this highly sensitive and, you know, extreme clearance needed to. Is there a thing as extreme clearance? I don't know. But anyways, you know the story. And as that was breaking, what happened? The Orlando shooting. That broke. We had an Orlando shooting. And no one talked about it. And every single day, there's a court deposition going on. There's this watchdog group that have been going after records from the Justice Department and the Hillary Clinton team. And they bring in the people that work for Hillary, from Cheryl Mills to the guy that set up the Hillary Clinton server. And rather, it's Cheryl Mills who plays Iggy. I don't know what that means. Maybe, yes, no. To the guy who set up her server, that Brian Pagliano, who's pled the fifth something like 40 times. So they ask him a question, he pleads the fifth. They ask him another question, he pleads the fifth. What's he pleading the fifth for? There was nothing shady. If there was nothing illegal, if everything he did, if everything Hillary Clinton did, if everything they all did was legal, why are they taking the fifth? Why is he taking the fifth? So this is going on in between shootings and NBA finals. So a new thing came out. And it's pretty lengthy. So I'm going to try to just give you bits and pieces. Because, I mean, it's a long story. This came out yesterday from the AP. And it's surprising because the AP is, believe it or not, I consider it a liberal mouthpiece. So it was surprising that they did this story, because as far as I'm concerned, this is like a smoking gun. I mean, it really is. I mean, if you don't consider this a smoking gun, I don't know what is. I mean, maybe CNN and ABC and MSNBC, Washington Post, maybe they should all do a fact check on this story. Because according to this story, Hillary Clinton did not hand over all of her work emails. And a matter of fact, one of the emails actually discusses not having her personal information going through the State Department. Now, we knew that email existed. We knew that email existed because the State Department, when they released their long report that said Hillary Clinton violated protocol, she never got permission. So we knew this email existed, but here's the thing. We thought it was from Hillary Clinton. Because remember, Hillary Clinton had to hand over all of her work-related emails. Her and her lawyers went through her emails. They decided which emails were work and which emails were about Chelsea's wedding. They then got all the work emails and gave them to the Justice Department, and all the non-work related emails they destroyed. They got rid of. Wiped the server gone forever. So when the report came out, and we've seen the email exchange between Huma Abedin and Hillary Clinton, we just assumed that was part of Hillary's emails. But in this story from the AP, they're saying it wasn't. It was from Huma email was from the Huma Abedin batch. Because remember, Huma Abedin was also on the private server. So when the State Department said, hey, Huma danger, we need all the emails that you sent and received so we can archive them. Because what you guys did was wrong. So Huma handed over all her emails. So this email between Huma and Hillary were not from Hillary. They were from Huma. State Department spokesman John Kirby said that. That email, John Kirby said, the exchange between Huma Abedin and Hillary Clinton, that didn't come from Hillary Clinton. That came from Huma. And of course, the Clinton spokesman, Brian Fallon, his response was, she provided all potentially work-related emails that were still in her possession when she received the 2014 request from the State Department. Secretary Clinton had some emails with Huma that Huma did not have, and Huma had some emails with Secretary Clinton that Secretary Clinton did not have. All potentially work-related emails. I mean, just this, listen, just this whole concept of Hillary Clinton leaving the State Department and having every single email she ever sent or received under her lock and key is bizarre. It's just bizarre. It's bizarre. It's unfathomable to think, or it's unfathomable that Hillary Clinton and her crew would think that the American people will go, oh yeah, it's totally normal. It's totally normal for somebody to be the Secretary of State and exchange and receive tens of thousands of emails and there be no record of any of that anywhere forever. Because in essence, that's what happened. It wasn't until the State Department and other people started asking the State Department and asking Hillary Clinton about the emails . So if people didn't ask, there would literally be no paper trail ever of the time Hillary Clinton spent being Secretary of State. That's just mind-blowing. That's just mind-blowing. Come on, man. That's just mind-blowing. So the Huma Abedin email was basically all about the BlackBerry and the fact that the email sent with Clinton's BlackBerry device, which was routed through a private ClintonEmail.com server, was being blocked by the State Department spam filter. Remember, we talked about this. I'm just refreshing your brain, but we talked about this. But the new detail is this email came from Huma, not Hillary. And Huma suggested Clinton obtaining a state.gov email account. So that exchange went from Huma to Hillary. And Hillary responded, "Let's get separate addresses or device, but I don't want any risk of personal being accessible." That's what Clinton said to Abedin, remember? That came from Huma. That didn't come from Hillary. So it's obvious that Hillary pretended that didn't exist. Hillary pretended that was a conversation about her mom's funeral. That's what that was. That's exactly what that was. And again, all of this is getting released because there's this legal advocacy group called Judicial Watch, and they sued the State Department over access to all of these records because they're supposed to be made public. And when you hear Hillary Clinton and other Democrats talk about Donald Trump and his lawsuits, is that, do you realize there's about a dozen lawsuits? There's about a dozen lawsuits right now that are in the process, and it all pertains to the emails and different records that are either nowhere to be found or they've been found, but the State Department says, oh, it's going to take us probably 10 years, 15 years. Probably we have to go through them. Remember when the State Department said that? Then they kind of walked it back. Remember that? So if it wasn't for this judicial watch group, we wouldn't know any of this. If it wasn't for this judicial watch group, we wouldn't know any of this. We wouldn't have known that these emails between Huma and Hillary came from Huma, not Hillary. Now, again, this week, Hillary's people are being questioned. They're in depositions. Like I said, this Brian Pagliano. Has invoked the Fifth Amendment. Practically with every question. Who paid for the system? He invoked the Fed. Was there technical help to support its users? They pled the Fifth. Who else in the State Department used email accounts on it? He pled the Fifth. He pled the Fifth when he was asked about setting up the server with Hillary prior to her tenure as Secretary of State. So they asked him, did you ever discuss setting up this server with Hillary Clinton before she became Secretary of State? The press is losing it with all the things that are happening. And then they just make things up. And then they just make things up to get everybody away from this. They do. They make things up. I'm telling you, they're terrified that Hillary Clinton is going to lose. Could you imagine if the press hammered this story every day on every channel, week after week? Could you imagine if they treated this story, because it's ongoing. I mean, it's ongoing. Can you imagine if CNN the Clinton News Network, can you imagine if they just did program after program discussing Pagliano invoking his Fifth Amendment? Panel after panel, they just broke down Pagliano going, I plead the Fifth. Well, did you and Hillary talk about this? I plead the fifth. Did you? Who else knew about this? I plead the Fifth. Did other people have email accounts on? I plead the Fifth. I mean, they have located a dozen to two dozen work-related emails that Hillary Clinton sent or received, but later failed to turn over to the State Department. So this judicial watch is doing what the press supposed to be doing. Remember, the New York Times, Daily Beast, BuzzFeed, these guys are going through Howard Stern archives from 14 years ago. These guys are going through Howard Stern archives. Imagine, Howard Stern's on Monday through Friday. Well, not anymore. I think he takes like 2 days off, or maybe he's back. But I remember with the America's Got Talent, he would take time. Okay, whatever. I'm so, I know they're looking at me like, okay, who cares about him? Keep going. Oh, we're glued. We're fascinated. We're fascinated right now. Fascinated. So imagine, Stern's on Monday through Friday. Rarely takes vacations. You know, here or there, Christmas, Passover, Thanksgiving, you know, your normal stuff. And go 14 years. I mean, you're talking tens of thousands of hours. And then you got to scrub it and find all the appearances from Donald Trump. And then you got to sit there and listen. Can't fast forward. Because what if he says something like, oh, yeah, that girl's a pig. So BuzzFeed and Daily Beast, they had guys sitting there. Well, remember, the Washington Post said they have 20 reporters. And their only job is to investigate Trump and people associated with Trump. That's it. So the media is supposed to be doing what this judicial watch is doing. The media is supposed to be scrubbing these emails. The media is supposed to be going, this email is about work. Hillary never handed this over. This email is talking about not wanting information to get out to the public. The media should be doing this, but they don't. Because they're all leftists. They're all radical, extreme leftists. The media is controlled by Democrats. They desperately want Hillary Clinton to win. And they will do whatever to make sure that happens. So you have Judicial Watch doing what the media should be doing to Hillary Clinton. And the media is going after Trump. The media is going through tapes. Of Trump on Howard Stern. The media is talking to women from 25 years ago. And then spinning their story to make it sound like Trump did something evil and vile. And then when the story comes out, all the women say, we never said that. I didn't say that. They're wrong. They're misleading. If the media focused on Hillary Clinton and actually did their unbiased job, because, you know, they're all, oh, I'm not Breonna Keeler, I'm not biased. Jake Tapper, I'm not biased. Cuomo, I'm not biased. No, I'm not biased. What are you kidding me? I'm just a hard-hitting journalist. Right down the middle. I'm Wolf Blitzer. It's 5 o'clock in Jerusalem. If they were straight shooters, you would see a headline. I'm Wolf Blitzer. Today's top story. Brian Pagliano, the man who set up Hillary Clinton's server, has invoked his Fifth Amendment right over and over and over and over again. With the most simplest questions, like, were other people using the Hillary Clinton server email? Did you or Hillary Clinton discuss setting the server up before she was Secretary of State? These are the questions that Brian Pagliano would not answer. So the question I have is, why? We have a panel, and we're going to discuss it right now. You have Dana Bat, and then they would all go, I got to tell you, Wolf, I think there's something there. You know, I really do. I think there's something there. And then when that segment gets over, they would then go, Huma Abedin. What did Huma Abedin mean when she talked about getting Hillary Clinton on a .gov address? And Hillary Clinton saying she doesn't want her personal out there. It was never handed over as part of the work emails. Why is that? Let's talk to our panel. Hi, this is, I mean, if they did that, Hillary Clinton would be polling at 2 right now. She'd be polling at 2 right now. Just put a Republican in that place. If you had a judicial watch group, if you had this like watchdog group coming out and saying, we have found dozens and dozens of work-related emails that Hillary Clinton never handed over to the State Department. So she either lied when she said she handed over all work-related emails, or she's incredibly careless and forgot emails, lost emails. And in that case, doesn't that just destroy the whole argument that she's the most qualified being careless and reckless isn't qualified. And if you say, oh, no, she's not, then she's a liar. She's a snake, right? Which one is it? You can't have best of both worlds, my friends. Can't have best of both worlds. Remember, the State Department's Inspector General concluded that Clinton and her team ignored clear internal guidance that her email setup violated federal standards and could have left sensitive material vulnerable to hackers. This is heavy stuff. It's heavy stuff. The media covered it. Over for Hillary. Be over for Hillary. Remember that.